Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I have 6 o'clock on the dot. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Jumpstart. My name is Lisa Miller. I'm one of the leaders here at Discover Life Church, and I will be your facilitator this morning. We want to thank you on behalf of Pastor Roy and Crystal Barrett, and I'm delighted this morning to welcome you to the Jumpstart call. And if this is your first time joining Jumpstart, we just thank you so much for sharing your morning with us. This is going to be an exciting time, or this actually is an exciting time, because we are in the middle of beginning of consecration unto the Lord, and we are just so blessed to have pastors that know that this area of ministry, of worship is very important. So I will be reading out of the scripture today from 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18. I'm going to open up in a word of prayer, and I'm going to get you out of here in relatively short time. Father, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Lord, to be in your presence. Give us wisdom to make the best choices. Fill us with desire, Lord, to seek after you more than anything else in this world. Let your spirit and power breathe in us, through us, fresh and new. Let your word speak to us, Lord, this morning, so that we may draw near to you. I give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So like I mentioned, this is our second day of consecration, and I truly pray that all of you are well and ready to receive what God has for you during these next few days. I pray that you're going to be open to hear new things, to see new things, and praise God to experience new things, because God is going to do what he is famous for. I know Pastor has been sending that out and has put it on Slack several times, the song, but go and listen to that song again today. Hopefully you're playing it every day, because it is so, so true. He's going to do what he's famous for, and that is showing up when we need him, when we need him the most in everything that we do. The greatest thing about 2021 is it's new. Thank God. Pastor told us on Sunday how the word new resonated with him this year. And I'm so thankful and grateful for that, because I don't know about you guys, but oh my gosh, I need a little newness right now. I need the newness. So today I'm going to be sharing with you the topic of new breakthroughs. New breakthroughs. But first, before we get into it, what is breakthrough? Well, Webster defines it as a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery. Something that's going to be sudden, it's going to be dramatic, and it's going to be important. And when we think of discovery, it means most likely we didn't really know that we were going to see it, to break through it, to have the experience of it. And, you know, although the Bible not necessarily talks or will have the words spiritual breakthrough throughout the Bible, but it always has examples of everything we go through. The two examples that come to mind, I love the book of Acts. So the first one that comes to mind is Saul had a spiritual breakthrough, right? Literally, his eyes were literally open. He had an experience where he saw Jesus. He saw him for who he really was. This is Acts 9. And then Peter had a breakthrough, right, in Joppa. When he realized that the gospel is meant for everyone, not just those who followed Christ, and that's in Acts 2. It is for everyone. So these two experiences were breakthroughs, because they were sudden, they were dramatic, and they were important in terms of their discovery. So, as you see, breakthrough doesn't always mean something you're always going to be aware of, because that's where God comes in and he tells you, all about yourself, all about the things that he sees. God not only wants us this week, this month, this year, he not only wants us to have new beginnings, as mentioned in yesterday's Jumpstart call, he also wants you to have new breakthroughs. Man, after the year we've had, some of us need to break down some walls. I mean, break them down all the way. We need a sudden, dramatic, important discovery. What are some of the areas in your life that you need a breakthrough, that you want a breakthrough? I'm not going to run through a list. You know what your list is. But I would like for each of you to take 3 seconds to just think about the area where you need a breakthrough. Think about where you were in 2020 and that you want to come into 21 and leave whatever that was behind you in the past. So when I think of breakthrough, I think of moving forward, right? I think of going through. I think of it almost really hard, too. You're going to have to break through. You're going to have to weather some storms. You're going to have to get through it. So it's whatever it is for you. I just want you to think about it. And again, sometimes it's things that we're not even aware of. For instance, mine was during 2020, mine was anxiety. I never had that before in my life. But let me tell you, the pandemic showed me where I was vulnerable and that I had to trust and believe. I had to surely get that in check real quick, you know? Totally had to make sure that I had to look and lean on God to make sure that I was in control of that. I didn't want that to be in control of me. So, yes, I was breaking down some, kicking down some walls. I'm like, oh, no, you can't stay here. You can't reside in this temple. And I think most of us have experienced something that we really had to say, what in the world? I didn't know I had this kind of feeling, or I didn't know that I would have these kinds of thoughts. I didn't know, you know, you may be going through that or went through that, and that's okay. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that we have a God that loves us and wants us to break through the things that have kept us from him, because those things will keep us from him, right? Because we're concentrating so much on those things and trying to numb ourselves to just what's going on and all the happenings. But, man, we're coming through. And when we break through that wall, when we break through that wall that symbolizes the things that kept us bound or is keeping us right now bound. But this week, as we press in, as we press into God, we want to give it over. We can't keep it. It's got to go somewhere. And God says, give it all to me. Give it all to me. I thank him for that. God will move us to greater levels if we're walking by faith. God will move us through some situations and circumstances if we're walking in love, because love also has to be a foundation that we make sure that we're constantly in if we want breakthrough. And God certainly will move us and walk us in truth. Because the truth is, God loves us, and he does exceedingly above. Oh, Lord, let me get into the scripture, because I'm feeling myself getting all riled up. I got to stay focused so I can get you guys out of here on time. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, the scripture that I mentioned was 2 Corinthians 3:16, 8 through 18. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation, and it reads, but whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. I got to pause on that for a minute. See, I've been up and I just, I'm trying to calm it down, people. I'm trying to calm it down to get this out because when I think about how good he is, but are you ready? But are you ready for your breakthrough? Are you ready for new levels of faith, new dreams, new perspectives, new expectations? Are you ready for what God has for you during this time of fasting that will that compels you to the beginning of this year, to the rest of this year? This is not just walking through this week and turning down food and drinking smoothies and liquids and things of that nature just to do it. Know that there's a reason. And if you don't tap into the reason, which is to get closer to God and get into his word and just have that communion with him, you're missing it. You might as well throw a donut in your mouth right now. I don't mean that. I'm sorry. Don't do that. But seriously, to be in this place right now where new beginnings are happening and new breakthroughs are happening and God is showing you and will show you if you ask, he'll show you. Well, Lisa, you're talking about this breakthrough situation. How do you break through? Well, I'm going to use the scripture. I don't know how else to do it. And using the scripture that we just read in 2 Corinthians, the first thing to break through, and I only have three things, and I'm going to let you go. The first thing is turn to the Lord, right? That's what the word said. It said turn to the Lord, and the veil is taken away. That means you will see what you need to see, but you have to turn to the Lord first, and he will show you the breakthrough. He will show you areas in which you need to be breaking through. God knows your heart. He knows your struggles. He knows what your season was last year, and he's like, I'm breaking you into a new, I'm breaking something new off of you. Don't think it's the old stuff. I'm bringing stuff new off of you right now as you're listening to Lisa ramble about how good I am, but I'm hoping it's not coming off as rambling. I get a little hyper, but that's really what you want to do. First thing, turn to the Lord. You want a breakthrough? Second, have faith. We can't do anything without faith. If you don't believe, the word that scripture I just read said, I want you to accept the freedom. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom. So if there is freedom, I'm not going to be in bondage. I'm going to be breaking through new levels, breaking through, breaking down the walls. Third, I don't know. Just don't quit, right? Just don't quit. Whatever you do, don't quit. Because it's when you're in the thick of the storm and you can't see anything around you, nothing else, and it seems like it's just not going to stop. Lord, I brought it into 2021. It's just not going to stop. But, oh, no, if that is how you're feeling, especially in this time when you're getting closer to the Lord and you're turning things down and things are starting to quiet, that's when your breakthrough is about to happen. Ooh, you're about to experience something really good. You press through. You keep pressing. Keep pressing because you're on the brink of a harvest. You're on the brink of a harvest. The walls must come down. Glass. I want you to hear glass shattering. You know what I mean? I want you to hear bricks falling, whatever it is, how heavy it might be. That's what I like for you to do. Here's something. Let's do this real quick before we get off. Look, I'm done. But before we get off, Kim, seriously, all of you, can you just close your eyes? Can you just close your eyes just for a moment? Just for a moment. Because I want you to see your Heavenly Father's hand reaching out towards you. I want you to really picture that. Waiting for you to take his hand in faith, that what he said he will do for you. He will do that for you. You see him? Now, as your little tiny hand is in his and he's holding on to you, I want you to go throughout this day confessing, if he said it, I believe it. If he said it, I believe it. That's all I want you to do today. As you're praying and as you're going through your your devotions as you're going through your walks or wherever in your quiet time. Just slip that in there. Lord, if you said it, I believe it. I believe it. So I'm asking you this morning, ask God for your breakthrough. And if you don't have one, if you don't need a breakthrough and you're good, that's cool. Ask him how you can be the breakthrough. Help someone else knock down some walls. We all know we never get blessings for ourselves. It's to share it. It's certainly to move the kingdom forward. Don't keep it to yourself. Hey, guys, let me end in prayer. I love you so much, Lord. I love you. I love you, and I thank you. I thank you that you came to be with us and that no matter what I ask for, Lord Jesus, you're such a grateful God that whatever I pray for, Father, you answer me. So I pray right now that everyone under the sound of my voice will activate their faith, that they will take your hand and walk through their breakthrough. To say yes, however you choose to make it happen. Oh, God, give them favor and breakthrough in their lives. Make your word take root and nourish their souls so they can experience the sudden, dramatic, and important discovery. Father, lessen the distractions so that they can focus on your instructions to freedom. I worship you, Lord, and I honor you, and I believe what you say is true. Because if you said it, Lord God, I know that you will do it. Thank you for being the God of the breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, amen. That's it, guys. Just want to let you know, please, as a reminder, at 3:20 today, every day this week, join Pastor Roy. It was a great time yesterday on DLC Live. And then again tomorrow, Jumpstart is again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Blessings, wonderful people. I love you, and God truly bless you. Amen. Bye-bye.